from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. An estimated 90% of truckers participating in this week's Freedom Convoy to Ottawa are vaccinated against COVID-19. So they're saying being forced to be vaccinated is only part of the reason for Saturday's rally on Parliament Hill. The cross-country convoy is not coming through our region. It's taking the Highway 17 route. But Timmins man Rick Viancourt plans to meet it in North Bay in his pickup truck.
There's thousands and thousands of people going in personal vehicles. It's not just transports.
Viancourt says participants are tired of the government telling them they should be vaccinated, where they can and cannot go, and how to run their own lives and businesses. Here's more proof that COVID-19 can be fatal, or at least a contributing factor in a patient's death. The Porcupine Health Unit is reporting its 36th death since the beginning of the pandemic. It's the fifth so far this month. No other details about the patient are being released. 64 COVID-19-related deaths are being reported across Ontario. The government says, though, that they occurred over the last 20 days. Just over 4,000 patients are being treated for the virus in hospital, 626 of them in ICU. Drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech say they've started a clinical trial on a new version of vaccine designed specifically to target Omicron. The companies say they plan to test the immune response of the vaccine as both a three-shot regimen in unvaccinated people and a booster shot for people who already received two doses of their original vaccine. Family members of Canadian diplomatic staff in Ukraine have been ordered to leave the country. Global Affairs Canada says the decision is to temporarily withdraw children of embassy staff if they're younger than 18, as well as family members accompanying them. Global Affairs says it's due to, quote, the ongoing Russian military buildup and destabilizing activities in and around Ukraine. Embassy staff will remain in Kiev. Finally, this afternoon, Premier Doug Ford says Ontario is close to signing a childcare deal with the federal government. Ford told a radio station in Kenora today that he's confident the two sides will strike a deal that will be beneficial to everyone. The province is the only jurisdiction in the country without a deal with Ottawa for $10 a day childcare. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.